Welcome back, Changemakers. This is The Change Show with Simon Phillips, and this week's show is all about perfection. But I want to tell you how this is holding some of you back, but not for the reason you may be thinking. Not because perfectionism is bad. Not because perfectionism is stress-inducing. The reason it's holding you back is because many people don't actually strive to be perfect. And as a result, you don't get the learning, you don't experience failure, you don't get the motivation you need to keep going. So the reason why perfectionism is holding you back is because you're not going for it. So with all that said, let's get started. Let's start this episode on why perfection is the enemy of good by looking at the definition of good. Are we going to be happy with good by the time I've finished?
I don't think so.
So, good, you've heard me say before, 80-20 rule, Pareto's law, if it's 80% done, it's probably good enough. Well, let's have a think about that in a little bit more detail. What would admitting if we're completing 80% of it and leaving 20% on the table is there's 20% more room for it to be even better. So I'm going to talk about some times when 80% is good enough, but just for your own reference, when you're putting your heart and soul into a project or when you've decided you want to do something, ask yourself, is 80% good enough? And is even the phrase good enough for you? Think about it. When we put things in a scale, we say, this is bad, this is poor, this is good, this is great, and this is perfect. So why are we settling for the good? And the other aspect of this that you can ask yourself every now and again is, just put yourself through a little integrity test. When you've been exercising, when you've been learning something, when you've been writing something, when you've been labouring over something, did you really do it as good as you could have? Did you apply all of your knowledge, all of your understanding, all of your enthusiasm, all of your excitement into that project? Or did you give it the Pareto's law? Did you give it good enough? Were you leaving a bit of space so that you could easily surpass that next time? Because if you did, that's your opportunity. As a change maker, you have big goals, you have things that you want to achieve, you have people that you want to help and support. But if all you're ever doing is giving them good enough, if all you're ever doing is applying just enough, you'll never really make the impact that you're looking for. But let's just pause and reflect on some opportunities when good enough is actually okay. Just like everything else in life, there's a time and a place for everything. And Pareto's law has a time and a place. And the first of those is when we're just putting out a draft. We're just putting some quick ideas together and coming up with a draft so that other people can make an input as well. Similarly, when we're just generating ideas, we don't have to come up with the perfect idea because that's part of a process. What we have to do is just contribute. So if we're just contributing, it can be good enough right now. It can just be another idea and another idea. So in those situations, we're just giving it a good enough opportunity to breathe some life into a project. Other times when good is good enough are when the outcome is not critical. So for example, if I'm just going for a walk, it's not critical that I walk optimally, that I breathe optimally. If I'm just going out for a walk or having a conversation with someone, I just need to be there for them. I don't have to be thinking about every aspect of that walk. Or if we're just playing a game for pleasure, say we're playing a game of tennis, we don't have to be Djokovic or Federer in those moments. We just have to be good enough to get the ball going back and forth and enjoy ourselves. But the biggest one I want you to get out of your head is you don't have to be perfect to just get started. So this is the one you've heard me say before. Don't wait until you're perfect. Just start, because in starting, we will learn. Whereas the procrastinator or the person who fears failure doesn't even start. So for us, We just want to get started. We want to see what it's like, test it, understand it better, so we don't have to be perfect. We go in with a mindset of, I'm learning. Okay, let's think of some circumstances where it isn't okay not to be perfect. Just imagine, you're sitting there. You've done your seatbelt. You've been through the pre-flight safety instructions, and the pilot comes over and says, welcome on board. I'm going to give it everything I've got. I haven't actually done this very often, but I promise you, I'll do my best. I've been reading all about Pareto's law, so as long as roughly 80% of the things that I do up here in the cockpit are good, we should be fine, shouldn't we? I think I'd be wanting to get off, wouldn't you? How about the people who put all the code together to ensure that our credit cards stay safe? What if they just decided, that bit of code is good enough? It's not going to work for millions of people across the planet because their cards will be stolen or the information will go missing. But, you know, I've done a good job today. I've put my hours in. Or finally, what about all the pharmacists working on the medications that we need to stay alive, to stay vital? What if they put in an effort that was just 80%? It was good enough. 20% of their customers might get the wrong pills, but that doesn't matter, does it? I think so. So what we're trying to do is strive for personal perfection. We're going to give it one more go. If we're exercising, we're going to give it one more rep. I heard a story the other night of someone who saw Tiger Woods out on the putting greens practicing just as they were about to go out on their round of golf. By the time they came back, some 4 to 5 hours later, Tiger Woods was still on the green practicing. At the time, he was the world number one. Tiger knew that 80% wasn't good enough to even get into the championships, let alone win it. He needed to be as good as he could be. So not good enough, good as he could be. He was striving for personal perfection. It's the same when we're learning to drive, isn't it? We don't think, that's good enough. I know how to use first gear. Actually, we're trying to get to a point where we can drive without thinking. It becomes instinctive. And at that point, we're probably safe enough to be on the road. Now, sometimes the piece of work that we're doing does not create a perfect outcome. So what do I mean by that? Well, sometimes we're doing something that contributes to the outcome. And in that case, I still give it my best. I still do my best to make it as good as possible. But I know that if it isn't perfect, it's going to be going on to somebody else who will be applying their knowledge and understanding and experience to make it even better. So I don't hold things up. I make things as good as they can be from my own experience, but I know that it's going on and helping somebody else do an even better job. So in that team environment, perfection actually grows out of all of our contributions. So what holds us back? Why don't we aim for perfection every time? Well, for many people, it's a fear of failure. If I say I've only put 80% effort into that, then you can't criticize me, can you? You can't say, well, you know, actually this isn't working as well as it could do because I've already given you an excuse. I've only put 80% into it. Whereas if I know I've gone all out, I've given it my best shot, and it's still not good enough, I failed, haven't I? But you see, that's our opportunity. As a change maker, as I've said before, we need to embrace failure. We need to make failure our friend, because in failing, we will learn. When I've given something everything I've got, I've applied all of my knowledge, my understanding, and my experience, and then it doesn't quite hit the mark, I can now see very clearly what I might need to do extra. And in pushing ourselves, that's when we start to create something that looks perfect in the eyes of most of the people that are involved. So we have to break past that fear of failure, or else we subject ourselves to become the outcome of the saying that's attributed to Michelangelo when he says, the thing that hurts most people is not that they've aimed too high and missed the mark, but that they aim too low and achieved it. So this week, when you're working on something, when you're trying to get something out the door quickly, still give it your best shot. Still give it everything that you've got, because then you open up the opportunity for real learning. And the other thing you do is you add to your real self-esteem. You know you've given it everything you've got. You haven't shortchanged yourself. Your integrity is intact. So go for it. Go make change happen. Make this world a better place. And I'll see you back here next week.